What a U.S. Open. That back nine was insanity, won by J.J. Spahn. Well, our buddy Tiger Woods wasn't there. Of course, he's not competing right now. But we do like to call him, see if he watched these majors and get his HSOs. We're the only show that he'll pick up for. So we're calling Tiger Woods now about the U.S. Open.
Hello?
Tiger Woods. Oh, hi, Tiger.
I thought it might be you.
How are you?
Hi.
Hold on, wipe my mouth. I'm just having breakfast here.
Oh, what are you having?
Ice cream mixed with more ice cream of the same flavor. Yeah, I do that.
Well, hey, Tiger, did you watch the U.S. Open?
I did, yeah. I was there. I was supporting my fellow countryman.
Oh, okay.
J.J. Spahn, he's a fellow Koblen Asian.
Is he?
Or something like that. He's something weird. Yeah, maybe he's a Mexican or something. It's hard to tell with all of us. But we support each other. We're like brothers from another immigrant mother.
Okay, well, that's great.
Yeah, but I'd like to remind everyone, of course, that this was his first major win.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I won 15 of those mama bears.
Right.
Koblen Asian dominance, still with the old Tiger here.
Yeah, yeah.
Not forget. But yeah, and they had like a rain delay.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
Yeah, you did.
Too bad they didn't have a pain delay.
It was kind of painful watching all that.
It was painful watching that. Did you see during the rain delay that they showed highlights of me?
Yes. Yeah, the 2008 U.S.
Yeah,
Open.
That's right. Mopping the fairway with Rocco Mediate. That was great. That was real golf. Gave people a taste of what it should be like.
Well, yeah, it was exciting to watch that
amazing
again.
Performance. Yeah.
Don't you think it's time we make golf great again?
Well, I guess.
Plug the red hats in my online store. But, yeah, I thought Scottie Scheffler was showing signs of greatness,
mm-hmm.
But then he putted like E.A. Azad.
Yeah, he had trouble.
It wasn't quite that bad, but
how
yeah.
do you know E.A.?
Y'all ever seen E.A. Azad limp around the course? It's pretty painful.
We have.
My putting was never that bad as Scottie Scheffler's. Well, until I hit the fire hydrant and
things changed.
Everything went.
Steering wheel hit my head right on the part of the brain that controls putting. Yeah, my wheels were really off after that.
Yeah, they were.
It was not just the accident. It was all the brain damage Elon did with a 7-iron on my cranium that went on for like 28 minutes afterwards.
Man, that's a long time.
And I don't like to remember that time in my life.
It's painful.
It was. It was painful. It took me forever to fix that fire hydrant.
You had to fix that together.
But you know what the best thing about this U.S. Open was? Phil missed a cut.
You shouldn't take glee in that.
He missed the cut, and you know what? It's his birthday today, too, so it's going to be a sad Monday for Phil. He's just getting older and more irrelevant and has tons of gambling debt to go along with his loss.
He's still out there playing, though. You weren't out there this weekend.
Yeah, but he ain't playing so great, is he?
No.
I guess not.
He's still at the end of the weekend. He and I have the same number of wins that we had before the weekend. I did a lot less work.
Okay. Yeah, point taken.
You know who I wish were alive to see Phil miss all these cuts?
Arnold Palmer?
Yes. Your dad, Earl.
We remember your dad, Earl.
The bloated subterranean oppressive unalive presence that still controls me from the underworld where he holds adrenochrome parties with Stalin and Hitler and Angel Cabrera's future ghost. And when he was still alive, he once got so horned up by his external stick vagina that he had to put up a Facebook marketplace ad and goading the Germans to bomb
China at Pearl Harbor so that he could travel to India where Thai people live, so that he could seek out a PGA-oriented ovum nestled in the belly of a local Cultita Asian woman who was ovulating onto a crab-infested couch in the back of a nightclub in Saigon, which is the capital of Himalaya, and he spotted her as he was smoking opium out of a Hoosier-themed hookah while wearing a Bobby Knight instructional golfing video t-shirt, nothing else except mismatched high heels, so he chased her on various Clydesdale horses until she tried to run on uneven stilettos over soft ground and multiple mountain ranges until she wandered into a go-kart park and hot-wired a go-kart so that she could ride a quick 25 feet to a waiting hot air balloon where she took off for Kansas, while slowly disappearing Earl yelled with a shaking fist from the ground as she disappeared into the sky and texted Earl her destination so that he could meet her there and resume their murderous assault slash foreplay. So when Earl pulled up to the barn in Iowa where Mike Ducey had made them a copulation nest made of hay and had decorated it with Caitlin Clark-themed erotica, and Earl bent her over a copy of the Constitution and a stack of vintage ticket CDs and introduced his male ectoplasm into her waiting mommy cave until 9 months later she had to squat and grunt in front of an elementary school field trip and fired out a 15-time major-winning fetus who loved cheating on Norwegians.
Why would she text him her location?
He says hi.
Bye,
Tiger.
Bye, Tiger. We'll see ya. Well, I did think about that during the rain delay yesterday, showing Tiger. I imagine that held an audience.
It did me.
I'd forgotten a lot of that. I knew that was the leg, the fractured leg and ACL injury, but I'd forgotten a number of those shots, and I bet that did hold the audience.
I had warm fuzzies about how much I loved watching him play and how much I miss him.
Yeah. All right.
I mean, he's still alive, obviously.
Missing playing in majors. Yeah, there you go.